With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The latest round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks have concluded. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Negotiators from both countries met for several hours in Geneva, Switzerland, as the U.S. deploys a massive number of aircraft and warships to the Middle East. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister were involved in the indirect talks, with the Trump administration trying to convince Iran to halt its enrichment of uranium. The talks were mediated by Oman's foreign minister, who said negotiations will resume soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least 9 people injured in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia after a fierce Russian overnight barrage.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has launched a barrage of 420 drones and 13 missiles at Ukraine. This latest attack comes hours before U.S. and Ukrainian envoys prepare to hold more talks in Geneva on ending the war, now in its fifth year.
And correspondent Charles de Ledesma says separately that Zelensky spoke by phone with President Trump and thanked him for his efforts and engagement in pursuing peace negotiations. Pakistan's defense minister says his country has run out of patience. He considers now that there is an open war with Afghanistan after both countries launched strikes following an Afghan cross-border attack. In a post on X, Defense Minister Khawaja Mohammad Asif says Pakistan had hoped for peace in Afghanistan after the withdrawal of the NATO forces and expected the Taliban to focus on the welfare of the Afghan people. Greenpeace fighting for its life in North Dakota's court system, where a judge has decided to order the environmental group to pay an expected $345 million to an energy company whose Dakota Access Oil Pipeline construction drew protests nearly a decade ago. This is SRN News. A California lawmaker moves to protect churches.
Republican State Senator Shannon Grove has introduced a bill that would increase the penalties for disrupting a worship service. The legislation is a response to the recent invasion of a Minnesota church by protesters opposed to President Trump's immigration policies. Grove's bill would impose felony penalties, including fines of up to $5,000 and 16 months in jail. Other states are considering similar measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom is a big priority for the Southern Baptist Convention, and Dr. Christopher Shellen is not surprised. The professor at Star King School for the Ministry in California says it's in the blood, adding Baptists face legal obstacles and sometimes violent persecution in the 13 colonies with established churches, and so they became fierce advocates for religious liberty during the American Revolution and the framing of the Constitution. This is SRN News. In tech news, Samsung has unveiled its latest Galaxy smartphones. Bob Agnew reports.
The latest phones boast an even bigger toolbox of artificial intelligence technology than the previous two generations. They also introduce a new privacy shield. It blocks snoopy bystanders from sneaking a peek at your screen. The new upgrades on the Galaxy S26 lineup start showing up in stores March 11th. Bob Agnew reporting.
There will also be price increases of 10 to 13% on the basic and mid-tier models. Netflix declining to raise its offer to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Studio and streaming business in a stunning move that effectively puts Paramount in a position to take over its storied Hollywood rival. Unlike Netflix's bid, Paramount wants all of Warner's operations, including networks like CNN and Discovery. That would put CNN under the same roof as Paramount's CBS and combine two of Hollywood's last five studios. More details at SRNNews.com.